That was a cut from Benna's Arms, phenomenal CD. Neo Applicatana. Is that right? No, Neo Applicatana. There we go. You'd think I'd know how to pronounce it by now. Re-welcome. We've been very busy here.
It's been a busy first.
We've been milling around for an hour. Cat Salmon, the lovely Cat Salmon, and Kay Atchley are my guests. This is Crack of Dawn. I know it's the second, this is confusing because I know listeners out there, it's the second Thursday of the month, but I was in Canada in a house in a little town in Quebec for a month and chilling, really literally chilling. It's about 20 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 degrees Fahrenheit, and 2 feet of snow, and oh my God, wood stove, nice heating. Nice. So, welcome, guys.
Hey, Barb.
Thank you, Barb.
And that was a fabulous, once we got you set up there to go through the through the tape recorders and tape decks, and they had a lot of equipment, and that was a beautiful solo keyboard piece.
Oh, that was actually a collaboration with Kenneth.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's on tape, and I'm doing it live.
So. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful. Yeah, so, beautiful. But you were playing keyboards along with the mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. And before that, what have we heard, Mr. K?
The first cut was P&A 8195. It was a mix of materials from 1981 to 1995. And then we heard a cut off John Bischoff's new CD. The CD's titled Aperture. And that was a duet with me. And the track's called Sealed Cantus. It's a twisted Bisch title. Bischoff came up with that one, I think. And then, what was the instrumental track that we heard, Kat?
There was In the Breeze?
There was In the Breeze.
Oh, that's right. We played a single, In the Breeze, mm-hmm. which is an unreleased single.
Mm-hmm.
And a caller had a question about the language.
Oh, about the gibberish?
What language
gibberish.
It was in.
It's a developed gibberish I've been working with.
And English. It was mm-hmm. gibberish and then English.
And the words were written off of the rhythms of the gibberish I was working with.
And then we heard a new cut by me called LW Lab Mix, which may or may not come out on a lab compilation disc of the lab in San Francisco. And then we heard the instrumental cut?
Mm-hmm. The instrumental cut. We don't have a name for it yet.
Okay. And then we heard P. Boone by Brian Reinbolt and Benna's Arm.
How do you spell P. Boone? Oh, it's on here?
P yeah. space Boone.
Okay. Bizarre. I'm writing all this down. Okay.
For posterity.
For posterity. By the way, you are listening to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. And, I was meandering. It's the second Thursday of the month, so Over the Edge was very nice. Thank you, Over the Edge. They did the first Thursday because I was away, and this is the second Thursday, and we hope you're not too confused by that. And then I'll be back on January 1st with my normal, if it's normal, with my normal, regular Crack of Dawn. Okay. And please, when the music's on, are we doing call-ins later or not?
I don't know what call-ins are, so.
That's when people call in and they phone up and then you talk to them.
I tell you, we've actually got a whole lot of
music. Do you ever listen
music.
To talk radio?
I mean,
Howard
live,
Stern?
Live phone? Is that
no, we're not doing, okay, we're not doing
we've
live phone.
We've got an awful
phone.
Lot of.
So while the music, okay, while the music is on, give us a call, 848-4425. You want to talk to the composers, luminaries, 848-4425, area code 510. We're not doing call-ins, but we'll take your calls while the music's on air if it's not live. Okay. Right?
Sounds good, Barb.
Sounds really good to me.
Okay. So, what did you dream about last night?
I don't remember.
I don't either. I have no memory of what I dreamt
about. So you were just in New York doing shows, you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was doing a solo show at SUNY Stony Brook. And premiered 5 new pieces.
And I had the honor of accompanying Roseanne Spradlin dance group at the Kitchen in for the first couple of weeks of November in New York, and that was a blast. Roseanne's a wonderful choreographer, and the dance troupe is really, really good. So I did an assisted installation of fountains, live fountains, and also an electronic score. So that was fun.
Are we going to hear any of your fountains tonight?
Actually, the next cut is a version of the piece that I did with Roseanne Spradlin, and it's a very abstract fountain. You don't hear any water sounds. All of the sounds of the water are converted into pitches.
I'm not sure now. We have two potted up, so I forget whether we're on one or two.
I'm going to let Kat take a look at the CDs, and you and me maybe can talk for a minute.
Yeah, that sounds good. What, are we on the air? Are we?
So, hello, God, Barb. You're clueless.
Totally clueless.
So we want number one or two?
Number one.
Okay. So what cut is it on?
First cut.
Okay. So re-intro that again. Sorry, folks. This is the music that you play for the choreographer at the Kitchen in New York, right?
Version of one of the pieces. It's not like the final recorded version, but it's a study of it.
Okay, and we're on one. We're on one here.